This message is presented to you by Pastor David Lambert and Exceed Life Church in Virginia Beach, Virginia. For more information, visit exceedlifechurch.org.
Amen, amen, amen. I'm excited today. We have Paula Austin behind me, and she's going to be performing a Christmas special. Amen. Amen. So that's going to cut down on my preaching time. Is that all right? But I feel led to read some scriptures because we got to have scriptures in church. Amen. And the title of my scripture reading today is Jesus, a Miraculous Birth. In Isaiah 9, 6, and 7, it says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order and establish it with judgment and justice, from this time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this." Praise God. Luke 2, 7. "And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in the manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, 'Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger.' And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men.'" Amen. Hallelujah. I like another translation that says it this way: "Glory to God in the highest, and heaven and earth peace, those to whom his favor rests." And I'm going to say this, that if you have Jesus living in your life, you have the grace and the favor of God upon your lives. And I'm telling you, you don't want to leave earth without Jesus. You want Jesus to be the number one person in your life. And this tells me that Jesus wasn't just a prophet. He wasn't just a good teacher. He's the Savior of the world. And I'm telling you, you can't get to heaven without him. So I just want to encourage you to think about Jesus. Put Christ in Christmas this season. Amen. At this time, I'd like to have Paula Austin play us some beautiful music today. Amen. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, praise the Lord. Amen. Bringing Christ in Christmas. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. I don't ever want to close a service. Perhaps there might be somebody here in the audience or perhaps those watching online that never made Jesus the Lord of your life. Well, today is a day of salvation. Jesus is knocking on the door of your hearts. And all you have to do is open that door and say, come in. So I want to lead you in a prayer today. If you've never received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you can do that today. Receive the gift of life. Just bow your heads with me this morning. And if you're ready to do that, just say, dear Jesus, I thank you that you went to the cross to die for my sins. I believe you were raised from the dead to save me. And I receive you today as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for saving me. And Heavenly Father, fill me with your Holy Spirit, with your peace and your joy this Christmas season. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. God is so good. If you prayed that, we believe you got born again. Praise God. If you prayed that online, we believe you got born again. Stay connected with us. If you're here locally, come out, be a part of Exceed Life Church. And if you're not here locally, find a good church home where you can grow in Christ. Amen. At this time, we're going to receive tithes and offerings this morning. And we have one more play. Amen. For tithes and offerings. If you can, we have our ushers that will be receiving that this morning. And we'll play one more worship Christmas song. Amen. And as we do that, we'll receive tithes and offerings.
We thank you for listening to this message. For more information, visit us at exceedlifechurch.org.